Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, here to start out the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of the Genesis radio stations. You know, in this hour, we deal primarily with hard asset issues as opposed to the political issues that we dealt with, that we deal with in the first hour. And I've got a couple of guys on the line with me who are old friends, for lack of better terms, and also very, very knowledgeable and successful in the financial community. Marshall Barrell. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. He has been on the show many, many times. Marshall and I have visited properties together, mining properties all around the world, and, you know, he's a valuable asset to the show. One of Marshall's colleagues is a gentleman by the name of Craig Valdez. Craig has probably 25, 30 years experience also in the financial community. He is involved with both the Encompass Fund and also with Malcolm H. Gissen and Associates, and a pleasure to have him on the show. You guys, I have an interesting question to ask. You know, we talk about investing in resource companies, and my main belief is that I think the United States economy is on the ropes. I think, sure, it's going to come back. Marshall and I have talked about that numerous times, but, you know, It's kind of on the ropes right now. I mean, you look at the numbers that came out yesterday. U.S. economy lost 131,000 jobs in July. The private sector only added 71,000 to its payrolls. The unemployment rate's holding steady at 9.5. The Fed is now you know, they're going to debate exactly should they do more or less to spur the economy, et cetera. That's going to happen next Tuesday at their meeting. And then, you know, stocks yesterday were sliding on the jobs reports. And it's also interesting to note that the unemployment numbers for the previous, I believe it was for May and April and May, were revised downward, you know, from where they were. So, I mean, I'm not saying that the U.S. economy is going to collapse. I think anybody who says that is an idiot. But I think, quite frankly, that we are, for lack of better terms, in trouble and will be for quite some time. And would you guys agree with that, Craig? Let's start with you.
Yeah, I don't have much to disagree with your comment about the U.S. economy. Everything that you stated today are factors. I think there's a great degree or a lack of confidence in the U.S. economic policies right now. I think businesses are sitting with a lot of cash, but there's too many uncertainties with taxes and economic policies. And so I think that if you're waiting for the consumer to drag the economy out of the doldrums, it may be a little while.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, it's interesting, but a lot of some of the senior people in our industry over the years have said that they didn't think that the price of gold could maintain anything above $1,000 an ounce level. And yet, in spite of the gyrations that are going on right now, gold just is very, very reluctant to drop below $1,200 an ounce. I mean, it'll go down, but then it comes back. It'll go down, and then it comes back. It'll go down and then it comes back. But the overall trend is upward. And I think in an environment like that, Marshall, what a great time to be investing in resource stocks, huh?
We certainly agree with that, Al. And as you know, and as of your listeners that have heard me on your show before know, we being the Encompass Fund, which is a mutual fund, as well as the investments we do for individual clients, have been very positive on resource companies for a good number of years, and certainly not the least of which is gold and to a lesser extent silver, and then some of the other commodities. And we think that's the case.
Yeah.
On any given day,
okay,
the media will say that it's the dollar or it's inflation or it's this, that, or the other thing. With regards to gold, we think it's all of the above. As you point out, and very correctly, gold is near all-time highs, continues to hold in there. The market goes up and down, the dollar goes up and down, but gold continues to do well, and we think that's going to continue to be the case. and that's the way we've been investing.
Well, gold has done well, interestingly enough, for thousands of years. It is pretty well accepted fact that it's the currency of last resort. I have no problem with what my wife and I are doing in terms of our investing, and that is, investing in the resource sector. In the interest of full disclosure, I do have to say and I guess this is a pretty good endorsement of the Encompass Fund. Kathy and I have a couple of bucks in it, so, I'm not exactly at arm's length when I'm talking to these guys. Are not only good friends, but they're also, business colleagues. Craig, I'm curious about one thing. I've known Marshall for over 20 years, and I know that he's had an interest in the resource sector for that whole amount of time. How did you get involved in it?
Well, I would say that I've had an interest in it for some time, but with being affiliated with the Encompass Fund and Malcolm H. Gissen and Associates, I have certainly become more interested and appreciate a greater need for the resources, and with the expansion of China, South America, and how much materials are actually used in many of the products that we consume.
Yeah. It's funny. I was back in Germany.
Alan, excuse me if I can interrupt, but I think Craig brings up a very important point. When you're looking at gold, when you're looking at the resource, various resource commodities, it's not just the United States. Too often we and the commentators focus on the United States alone. It is truly a global economy these days. It's a global marketplace, and you need to look around the world and be cognizant, which is one of the reasons the Encompass Fund invests in companies that are operating around the world. But it's what's going on in China, in India, in South America, in other parts of the Middle East and the Far East that's important when you're looking at commodities, when you look at gold and you say, what's the demand supply? What's the interest in these various commodities? And it's very important that you look beyond the United States or the United States and Canada alone as to what's going on in the rest of the world.
Oh, no question about that. That's something that that John Kaiser and I discussed later on in the show today. I'm actually wrapping up the show here with John a couple segments down the road, and he feels very strongly the same way. And it's interesting. A lot of people, when they look at the investment climate, they only think about what's going on in North America. And, boy, I'll tell you, that is a huge mistake. You simply can't do that. I mean, the other economies, specifically the Far East, have gotten to the point where they're no longer the tail wagging the dog. They're the dog. I think anybody who doesn't realize that, I think, is really foolish. We've got about a minute left here. I'm curious about one thing. Why did you guys start the Encompass Fund, 60% of which companies, are in the resource sector?
We started it because, as an outgrowth of the Malcolm H. Gissen and Associates, which is a registered investment advisor and has individual client accounts, and it has a reasonably high minimum account level, and because we were successful for those clients, for those people that were investing with Malcolm H. Gissen or using Malcolm H. Gissen and Associates as an advisor, we wanted to provide a vehicle where we can bring our style and our methodology to a larger audience, if you will, and with a far smaller account balance. And that led to the establishment of the Encompass Fund a little over 4 years ago.
Okay, we're going to talk not so much about, I guess we are going to talk about the Encompass Fund in the next section, but we're going to talk more about companies. A lot of you folks have asked us for, investment ideas in the area of companies, and that's what I'm going to do in the next segment with Craig Valdez and Marshall Barrel. Stick around, Big Al's going to be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics,
toys,
flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is continuing his discussion with Marsha Barrel and Craig Valdez. We're going to talk a little bit about companies. A lot of you folks out there have asked me to share investment ideas with you. I want to say, in the interest of full disclosure, I'd like to do that. Don't construe this as investment advice, because it is not. Al Corlin is not a registered investment advisor. And if I happen to own shares in any of the companies that we talk about, you're going to be the first to know. Okay, Mr. Barrel, you guys invest in resource companies. Give our listeners some examples of companies you like.
Yes, the Encompass Fund, which is a mutual fund, if I might say, the symbol is ENCPX, Edward Nancy Charles Paul X-Ray, invests in a number of resource companies in different commodities, gold, silver, copper, coal, natural gas, uranium. And we do like and have liked for many, many years gold. An example of a company that we invest in, and a number of the companies we invest in are junior companies, many of them trading on the Canadian exchanges, and some of them as well trading in the United States. But one example is Corex Gold, and the symbol is CGE. Corex is a Canadian company, a junior company, trading on the Toronto Venture Exchange. And Corex is operating in Mexico, has several projects down there. We've been invested in it in the Encompass Fund for the past several years. It's one of the top 10 holdings in the fund. And Corex recently did a private placement. Gammon Gold, which is probably known to a number of your listeners, Al, participated in that private placement and now owns about 12% of Corex. That's not why we originally got in. We did participate in this private placement in the Encompass Fund, and we like the progress that the company is making in their Mexican projects. Their primary Mexico project is about 50 kilometers away from a Gammon Gold project. We think it's attractive. As your listeners may know, there is increased merger and acquisition activity going on in the resource company, and particularly when you see a larger company that has an interest in a smaller company, that may lead to something down the road, as happened in the past week or so with Kinross seeking to buy the rest of Redback that they owned about a 10% interest in. And we think gold is attractive. We think these junior mining companies that are exploring for additional gold and or silver on their properties are attractive. And if they've got good management, if they've got a good balance sheet, they have the ability to raise money if needed, because advancing mining projects takes money, takes time, that there are attractive situations. So Corex Gold is one that we have in the fund, and one that we think warrants looking at by your listeners.
You and I went down to South America last year. We visited the Exeter property, what is now the Extori property. Any comments there?
Exeter last year was one company trading in Canada and in the United States. It's on the New York Stock Exchange Amex, symbol XRA. Exeter had a major property in Argentina and had a major property in Chile, in the northern Chile in the Andes, this Caspiche project, which is copper and gold, and in southern Argentina, the Patagonia area, the Cerro Moro project was their primary project. In the spring of this year, they spun out the Argentine projects, including Cerro Moro, to a new company, Extore, which trades on the Toronto Exchange. The symbol is XG, trades over-the-counter in the United States. And now Extore has the Argentine projects. It's very actively drilling on their existing Cerro Moro project for gold and for silver. They've had some very high-grade results in the drilling. The drilling continues as we speak. And they would hope and anticipate being in production in about 2 years, give or take. We think it's an attractive situation. It's spun off. It's an independent company now from Exeter. We think Exeter is also an attractive company. It has the Caspiche project in the high Andes in northern Chile, about 14,500 feet up, and it sits between Kinross's currently producing gold mine, the Maricunga mine, which is to the north, and to the south is Kinross and Barrick's Cerro Casale project, which they are moving ahead to bring into production, and just signed a $400 million contract to do some engineering to bring a mine into production. Exeter sits, if you will, about halfway between these two projects, and Exeter has established about 30 million ounces gold equivalent in measured and indicated and inferred, has four drill rigs currently running to expand their knowledge of the project, and we think that somewhere down the road, and that's not who knows what the timing is, but somewhere down the road, probably within a year or two, some major mining company will come along and acquire the Caspiche project, or maybe acquire Exeter, and in the meantime, their increased drilling and increased results, we hope, will be recognized in the marketplace and the stock price will increase. Those are the kinds of situations that we look at in the Encompass Fund. We also do have some companies that are currently in production and generating revenues and cash flow so they can advance their business models. And we think those are interesting areas for investment and for research by your listeners.
Marshall, how's the fund done so far this year?
Let's go back a step in time to the year, calendar year 2009. Encompass Fund for 2009 was up 137%. It was the number one ranked world stock fund in Morningstar's rankings. For this year, we're up close to 3%, a little bit ahead of the general indices. It's a volatile market. We're very hopeful that some of the investments we have and that we've recently made will come to pass as we go down the road. Good part of last year, the fund had 25 or 30% in cash because of the uncertainty and because of the recollection of the year 2008 when the fund and most everybody else did not do well. We've brought the cash down over the course of the last several months to about an 11% position, and we've had some nice inflow into the fund from new investors and existing investors, and we think there are some attractive situations, so we've been putting some of the cash in the fund to work, and we would hope and anticipate that we'll get the results of that over the coming months.
Okay, there you have it from Marshall Barrel and Craig Valdez.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flaxseed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flaxseed available. Benefits of golden flaxseed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flaxseed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Appreciate you joining me. Got an interesting situation here. I am chatting with Dr. Don Robinson, who is the president of East Main Resources. Don is on a satellite phone. He is at one of the East Main exploration development sites in eastern Canada. Don, how's everything going? And I want to just tell our listeners, if we have a bit of a delay, that's because Dr. Robinson is on a satellite telephone. How you doing, sir?
We're doing quite well, Al. We're have the drills turning, people out in the field gathering data. It's going quick, just going fine.
Quick question for you. I'm noticing the stock is behaving, and I don't necessarily just want to talk about the share price, but the stock is behaving pretty well. Stock was in trading on Friday, was up in price slightly. It looks like you're back on the upswing. Rather than dwell on that, though, let's talk a little bit about what exactly you guys are doing back there.
Well, right now we're completing between 10 and 20,000 meters of drilling on the East Main mine property. I'm literally standing in the East Main camp office. The drill is onto the B zone right now, and the next hole is should be targeting the deposit about 250 meters below surface on line 17 east.
Okay. In terms of news flow, let's talk a little bit about that over the next few weeks. What can people expect?
Well, we have drilling from the East Main mine. We are in the process of updating the resource at the Eau Claire Gold Deposit. SRK, the engineering firm, is completing an audit from our resource calculation. I know the shareholders are waiting anxiously to see what the numbers are. It takes a fair amount of time. There is a monumental amount of drill results that they have to review. And that's probably going to be released in the early September.
What do you expect to be happening up there, Don, over the course of, let's say, from now until you know, the end of the season? What do you think exactly?
Well, for now, right now, our budget, the drill budget alone is $7.5 million. We're probably going to be in excess of 1,000 meters of drilling in total. Drilling at water, drilling at the East Bay Mine, and drilling at our joint venture with Eleanor South. We have companies coming up to look at the Eau Claire deposit to see if it fits their production profile. So we've got a pretty exciting time going for the company right now.
Oh, boy, no question about that. When you say you have companies coming up to look at the production potential, you know, with these companies, I'm assuming, being in the mix, what are you looking at? Are you looking at a takeout? Are you looking at a merger? What are you looking at?
Really, the scenarios are one of two choices. The first choice is the producing company buys the company outright, and we would carve out all of the assets except the deposit and start again with East Main 2. The other would be a joint venture on the deposit, and that company would put it into production. Our preference would be the former, is let them buy the project, we take a royalty, and go do it again.
Yeah. Now I want you to do me a favor and explain to our listeners why that is beneficial to shareholders, if that's the case.
Well, number one is that we are in a rising gold price environment, and the juniors aren't the beneficiaries in total of that environment because we don't produce gold, whereas the senior companies do produce gold, and therefore, if you end up with a partial share in that senior company, you will have an advantage from a rising gold price. Plus, we expect that they would pay a premium to our existing share price. So that's one reason. The second reason is that if you get a partial share, there's a tax advantage, is that you don't have to pay the capital gain till you've actually sold the share. Whereas if you got cash, then you've instantly triggered a capital gain.
Yeah, okay, so obviously the shareholders are better off taking that approach. Now, let's assume for a minute that that's going to happen, you know, and it's always kind of scary to, you know, to make assumptions like that, but I think the odds here are pretty good that that's what's going to happen. Then you start talking about East Main 2, okay? Exactly, what does that entail? What does that mean?
What that means is that we've been successful in our business plan where you've taken a project that gets a chance to go to the production state, and we don't put in and therefore dilute the shareholders in trying to do so. In addition, it allows us to start a second company with the same shareholder base with a very strong treasury profile and a second gold deposit where we can do it again. This takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. I've been on site here for 30 days consecutively. You know, it just takes a lot of effort to get it done.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of effort to get it done, but, you know, success in our business only comes to those people who are, you know, are willing to put in that effort. Not necessarily, and I think that's obviously an important characteristic of East Main. So basically what we're saying here is we're saying that over the next probably, you were mentioning the drill results coming out per, you know, in September, for example. So I would say that from late August, okay, which is what, 3 weeks away, for probably 60 to 90 days, you're going to have one heck of a news flow. Am I right?
Yeah, in fact, I would even stretch it out from now all the way to the year end. There would be a pretty steady news flow. And we don't know if and when the a transaction might happen. But at least we've got ourselves nicely positioned for that to happen, and we've got ourselves nicely positioned financially to carry on with a full force program this year, next year, and the year after.
How's the Treasury looking, Don? Hello? I guess my question was in terms of...
Lost you, Al. Are you there?
I'm here. How does the Treasury look, Don? Boy, I lose you every time. I'm losing Don Robinson every time I say, how's the Treasury look? Well, Don, if you're back, just break in any time. But again, you know, one of the joys of working with satellite telephones is you oftentimes lose people. Let me say this at the outset. Number one, in the interest of full disclosure, East Main Resources is a sponsor on our website. What that means is if you want information on the company, simply click on their banner and you get all of the information that you want. I also, from a personal note, want to say that I shot a video interview with Don It is just went up today on YouTube, and it's also available for viewing on our website. Take a look at that and see what you think. Okay, wrapping up, without the assistance of Dr. Don Robinson, obviously pretty hard to get his help when he's in the middle of nowhere on his property. Middle of nowhere is the wrong way to put it. He's in the heart of mining country, but he is talking on a satellite telephone, and that reception is sometimes, as I said earlier, difficult to maintain, and we obviously couldn't maintain it at this point. But I thought it was really important to bring you up to speed on East Main, because I think this is really an overlooked company. I did a video interview with Dr. Robinson that is now on our website. You can simply go to our website, click on that, and you can watch and listen to what we have to say. I started to ask Don how the financial situation of the company was, and that's about the time that we lost our communication. So let me go to their last financial statement, and this is a direct quote from the company's last financial statement, second quarterly report for the period ending April 30th, 2010. The company's current assets are comprised of $15.2 million in cash and cash equivalents, $3.2 million in marketable securities, and another $2.4 million in exploration rebates receivable from the province of Quebec. I think that it's really important to realize how well capitalized this particular company is. You know, I have to say, you guys, East Main does everything right. I mean, Don is a PhD in geology. His wife, Kathy, is also a geologist. They have a great staff. They are very, very dedicated to to what they are doing. And, you know, they've got a great partner in Goldcorp. It's just a situation that I think everyone needs to take a look at. Again, please don't take this as investment advice, because it's not. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I don't happen to own any stock in this company. That will change, I guarantee you. But it's one that I think you just simply ought to take a look at. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, welcome back. We're in the second hour of the Cornell Economics Report. I am chatting right now with my buddy John Kaiser. As a bit of insight, I want to remind all of you who don't know this, and I can't imagine that there are people out there who don't, but just in case, John has a newsletter called the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. I've been reading it for years. It's something that you really ought to take a look at. You can we provide a link on our website to John's website. So if you want to get more information, there you go. That's how you can do it. John, I want to talk to you about something that I feel very strongly about, and that is there are certain people in, you know, who invest, as you and I do, in mining stocks, who feel that the mining sector, as represented by the common stock in that sector, is going to fall flat on its back. That's the time to start buying, that we're not in a good time right now necessarily to buy stocks. People should sit on the sidelines, these folks are saying, basically stay in cash, and then when the market drops, that's when you want to jump in. I could not disagree with that more. And John, one of the reasons I say that is because yesterday the gold market was up, it was over $1,200 an ounce. Again, the gold market is not falling. I have to tell you, all of the securities that I own in the junior resource sector are doing just fine, thank you very much, and I wouldn't consider investing anyplace else. What does John Kaiser say about that? Al Corlin's nuts, right?
No, not at all. You know, the second quarter of 2010 was not a very good quarter. The people who are negative on this market were actually negative for several years before the meltdown in 2008. Yet, as usual, they still had exposure to this market crash in 08, got caught by it, and then were getting ready to start doing some serious bargain hunting. But we had that V-shaped recovery in the equity markets that also washed into the resource juniors that I cover starting in April, May last year, which caught everybody off guard. This then stalled in about January, February this year, and there has been concern about double dip, there has been concern about the Eurozone, there's been a general negativity, and then we hit July and the summer doldrums, and things look very slow. But what I have been observing is that there's an unusual amount of financing activity that took place amongst the juniors during July. And I'm seeing the stocks that I cover that are engaged in raw materials and gold and so on are starting to creep up. And I sense that there is an itching out there to get back into this raw material sector. And the only thing that's holding it back is this sentiment of negativity that the big crash still needs to happen.
I don't think the big crash really needs to happen. You know, and what I stress to listeners, John, always, you know, is my investment philosophy. And I'm not telling anybody that I'm right or I'm wrong. I'm just saying this is what I do. But, you know, if you invest in junior resource companies where you know the management, where you know their financial situation, and where you know the quality of their assets, I don't see how, you know, I don't see how you can really miss in situations like that. Now, here's a good example, okay? Of late, you've been talking in your newsletter about rare elements, okay? And you're very bullish on rare elements, et cetera. I agree 100%. 1,000%. But I would say that, you know, there are a myriad of rare element related companies out there that, in my opinion, aren't even worth taking a second look at. There's probably a half a dozen, maybe a few more, you know, that have my criteria, which basically is strong management, a really good balance sheet, and some really good assets. I don't see how you can miss if you invest in some of those companies, John.
Yeah, you are right. There's about a half dozen companies which are relevant to this rare earth question. The rare earths are not a huge metal market. It's not like the $100 billion a year copper market. It's only a couple billion dollars. And but what's interesting about the rare earth sectors is they are sort of symptomatic of what's going on in China. China just became the biggest energy consumer in the world, eclipsing
right.
the United States. And China has talked about spending $700 billion over the next 10, 20 years promoting renewable energy. China has figured out that it needs a clean planet, and it's pushing ahead with this. And, you know, getting back to this sort of negative perception that we have, to a large degree, this audience of commentators is very sort of American-centric. And the American economy is going nowhere. America has not really embraced clean energy and any sort of will to make this part of the future. So one can understand why there's a cross current between the mentality in Asia, where they're looking forward and saying, we need to do these things. These things are going to suck up raw materials. Rare earths are a key part of that. They don't see enough there for their own needs, let alone the rest of the world's needs. And what's making me bullish is the companies that are pursuing these pounds in the ground, ounces in the ground, and all that, and are continuing to work on this, there's going to be an inflection in the next 6 months where the market's going to rediscover these companies and start pouring money into them on a much bigger volume and valuing them a lot higher as the world realizes whether or not America is going to get out of its funk, the rest of the world is going to march onwards.
It's interesting. I have a guy who I really, really respect in our industry. His name is Clyde Harrison. Clyde is the co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund. And Clyde, he and I were chatting, I guess it was last fall, John, and he was saying, you know, in my humble opinion, and I'm quoting Clyde here, in my humble opinion, things are all you want to invest in. Okay, what's things? Well, things certainly are, I mean, we're talking about tangible assets, and he includes in that category resource-related public companies, you know, purchasing common stock in resource-related public companies. And I think that he is 100% right on, and the reason I say that is because things are assets that are absolutely necessary for, you know, for society to progress. And right now, as an example, rare elements definitely fall into that category. It may not be the biggest category in the world, but it certainly is a category of size, John.
Definitely. And I would expect some interesting action in the rare earth sector. The Chinese have introduced these export quotas a month
right.
ago, and the light rare earths, which are more higher volume of them is consumed, they have started to skyrocket in export prices. In essence, China's saying, this stuff stays inside the country. We're not exporting it. Anybody who needs it outside the country, you are out of luck. So the end users, the manufacturers are saying, okay, we're tired of being jerked around by Chinese policy, which ultimately always serves the interest of China and not anybody else. And I think we're going to see them get involved with these juniors that have advanced projects, put up the money to make it happen, and probably take them over and make them disappear, and then it's the end of the rare earth story. They will have all the rare earths that they need for the next 50 years, and the companies which have these projects, their shareholders, are going to make a nice killing in the next 6 to 12 months.
I don't disagree, and Kathy and I, my wife and I, are putting our money where our respective mouths are. I mean, when you have guys like Clyde Harrison, Jimmy Rogers, you know, and the list goes on and on and on, you know, talking about the prolonged bull market that we're in the commodity sector, which I firmly believe in. I think that people really need to consider, you know, working with an expert, learning more about the industry, and then doing what my wife and I are doing, and what I'm sure you and your family are doing. Got a minute left here. Give our readers a description of the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report.
What we do is we look for good speculative value in the resource sector with an emphasis on Canadian-listed companies because they have the best reporting and disclosure systems in place. So we cover the whole spectrum, rare earths, diamonds, copper, gold, nickel, and we also look for innovative ideas, both in terms of approaches to styles of deposits never considered for mine development before, and also exploration plays. And I like to say that exploration plays have not been liked by the market for the past 10 years. And if we do see a turnaround in metal prices where people become convinced that, metal demand is going to be strong for the next 10 to 20 years, we will see a revival of interest in old-fashioned exploration plays. And that's where you can make extraordinary money because human talent and capital come together to find something brand new that is extremely valuable and makes stocks go up 10, 20 times. And we are looking at these types of companies, management teams that are good at that, and recommending them to our readers. Place your bet here. Watch this. You may lose 50%, but we are looking for 10, 20 baggers.
Got to cut you off. John, thank you so much. You have been listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'll be back with you next week.
The Cortland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Cortland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Cortland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Cortland Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.